Rays. I'm Isaac Lohenkron. We are Fox Sports.
Bullseye on weather on AM 930. Cloudy overnight, low near 60. We might see a little rain by Wednesday afternoon. High of 77.
Finally sunny now. It's 76.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you. Matt Douglas is in downtown Elyria in studio control, captaining the ship. I'm out here in Avon where the Crushers will take on the Gateway Grizzlies tonight. First pitch is coming your way just after 7:05. And when you are in Crusher land, you talk to Tom Kramick, the owner of the Lake Erie Crushers. How are you, my friend?
If I was any better, I couldn't stand it.
Well, we want you to be able to stand this interview for the next 15 minutes here at least.
And talking to you is the highlight of my day.
Boy, a day you must lead. Jeez, oh man, if I'm the highlight, we need to find a couple other things for you to get into. But this is going to be a fun homestand. A lot of great things coming up here. There's a bobblehead giveaway coming up at the end of the homestand. But what are some of the highlights over the next 6 days?
Well, you know, it's really the first homestand of summer. You know, all the schools are out. All the kids are out. So we got a lot of things planned this week because we know we're going to have a lot of families out here. Tonight is All You Can Eat Tuesday, which is a new promotion for us. If you buy a ticket in a certain section, you can chow down pretty much till the end of the seventh inning all you want. I know that's going to ruin your diet.
It is. It's going to wreck it.
Yep, yeah. That's going to wreck your diet. Thank God you're sitting up here so you can't get down to the concession stands.
Right. You're not paying me to sit in the concession stands, right? You're paying me to sit up here.
Right. But if you go to the box office tonight and ask for all-you-can-eat ticket, you can ruin your diet all you want. Tomorrow night, Wagon Wednesday, we'll have plenty of dogs in the ballpark. It's Dollar Dog Night. Thursday is Crafty Drafty, which is presented by Brew Kettle if you're a craft beer fan. And then we get in the weekend, and the weekend is really where we sort of go all out. Friday night is our first ever ladies' night.
What happens on ladies' night?
On ladies' night, there are drink specials presented by Duck Island Cocktails. Again, you're not eligible.
We got
to keep you focused on the ball game, but I could probably help you out after the game. We're having fireworks by Meyer. It's Friday night. We always do fireworks, but we're also having a lot of giveaways Friday night for ladies. We've got a couple of fitness centers out here. We've got a nail salon. We're trying to do free massages as part of the raffle. So every lady that walks into ballpark is going to get a raffle ticket. We're going to be giving stuff away for the ladies all night long.
Very cool stuff.
So maybe have the wife come out. She's eligible to win. You're not. You know.
Well, and that's okay. I mean, I'm kind of getting used to that now that I've been married for almost a year at this point.
That's right.
I'm learning how that works.
Right, right. You know, if she wins the mani-pedi, you know, maybe she'll drag you along.
Well, I'll let her go enjoy that, and I'll go golfing. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah.
I think that's – you're learning this married life really well, aren't you?
It's only taken me a few months here.
And Saturday we're giving away the bobbleheads, the Coco Crisp bobbleheads, courtesy of the Ohio Lottery. You know, Coco's going to be playing for us in August, on August 3rd. So we're really excited about that. I think it's the first 1,000 fans with tickets through the gates. We'll get the Coco bobblehead. He's wearing the Crusher gear. He's got the Crusher jersey on. We're really excited about that. And then we're playing the movie The Sandlot after the game. It was supposed to be earlier this year. What a shock. It got rained out.
Hopefully it won't
rain Saturday. But that should be really cool, where families can come out and sit on the field, bring a blanket with their kids and watch a great classic baseball movie.
Where are you guys putting that up at? Where's the video playing?
The screen is going to be pretty much right at second base. And so you can just come down on the field after the game and sit and watch the movie.
And you can also sit in the seats, too. So you can
sit in the seating bowl.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I like that.
And then Sunday we're doing Prince and Princess Day. Always a very popular day. We've got characters from Imaginos out here. We're doing a tea party for the kids, which we did last year, that did really well. Our promotion, Katie Graff, who used to be our promotion, she's like, oh, yeah, we got to have a tea party. And I'm like,
how does that work?
They get juice and they get these special sandwiches. I've never been to a tea party, so I was no help whatsoever in planning or prepping this, even though I have two daughters.
I was just going to say, how did you escape that with two daughters?
I have a very, very good wife.
Okay.
Who allowed me to go play golf when those types of events were running off.
Douglas, you got to take notes. You got to take notes.
I'm taking them back here.
And then Sundays, we always do pregame catch on the field and postgame autographs. So we got a lot going this week. It's going to be a very busy week. If we can get the rain to stop, I mean, tonight's perfect. Gorgeous night out here. If we can do six of these, all will be good in Crusherland. And six wins, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Well, teams played well. 3-2 on the road trip.
Yep.
I mean, seems like they couldn't avoid the rain, even on the roadie.
Oh, yeah.
It affected them twice out there.
They have. We have two or three guys who are walking around coughing and hacking and running noses because they stand in the rain all night waiting to play baseball. Or Sunday night, they played a couple innings in just a driving rain.
Jeez, oh man.
Alex was telling me about. It was awful.
Well, yeah, and they ended up getting back, I think Alex said it right around 3 o'clock in the morning because they had to wait. I mean, they got through seven innings. Now they've got a – there are two games now on the road. They either have to continue, I think, in the seventh inning, or they have to go back and try and finish or start all over again. So they have a couple doubleheaders lined up on the road, so that complicates things a little bit later on in the year. But, you know, this has been a bizarre spring, and it's not necessarily isolated to this league either. I mean, it's all over the place.
It's all over the place. I was up in northern Michigan over the weekend, and – they have so much water in the ground up there and falling out of the sky. They're just waiting for it to please stop. They're getting ready to build arcs up there. It's so bad.
Jeez, oh, man. Well, not that it's a whole lot different down here. There are a lot of people that have entertained the idea of building arcs just because it seems like it's never going to stop raining. But
it's a beautiful night tonight.
It is. It's so gorgeous out here.
We're going to enjoy tonight and hopefully get a win.
I was driving out here a little earlier today, and I thought it's almost like the baseball gods are trying to make up for some lost time. Because I think this is the first all blue sky I've seen, I think maybe 6 or 7 months, but you know it is gorgeous. This has turned out really well, and the all you can eat Tuesday thing is something that you guys unveiled earlier this year, and
we got rained out that night,
and you got rained out, of course. Yeah, why wouldn't you? But this is the kind of thing I think that you know it can really get families coming in droves.
Absolutely, I mean a lot of teams do an all you can eat. It's something we talked about in the off season. And again, it's not for the whole ballpark. You got to buy a specific ticket to get the deal. But again, for families that want to come out and chow down, and you know our food is very good and very reasonably priced anyway. But even still, to be able to buy a ticket that allows you to go hog wild and, you know, yeah, I'll have seven hot dogs and however many fries and keep getting soda all night, whatever you want to do, doesn't apply to the beer, unfortunately. That's against liquor laws.
That's all right.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yeah, we're hoping people will enjoy it and it'll catch on.
Very good stuff. Again, Tom Kramick with the Lake Erie Crushers joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You talked about the Coco Crisp bobblehead giveaway, and bobblehead giveaways are just such a fascinating animal, and it doesn't matter where they happen. It seems like people who collect these things, a lot of times they come out, they get the bobblehead, and then they go for some strange reason. As a baseball fan, that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
That people do, like at big league games, that is wildly popular. People will go for the bobblehead or whatever the giveaway is, they'll get it, and then they go home. I don't get that you get that much of that at this level here, because if you're coming here, it's such a fun family atmosphere, you're drawn to it. But bobbleheads are such an interesting animal, especially at this level, because you never know how big of a draw it's going to be, especially with a guy like Coco Crisp, a guy that was so good here for so many years. You think about all the great Indians teams that he played on. It's such an incredible draw with a guy like that.
I mean, there are collectors. There are a lot of them, and they are lined up on bobblehead night. You know, last year when we did Austin Carr, they were lined up 45 minutes before the game.
Wow.
Because it's only the first 1,000 that get in, and they're into this. I mean, it is what they do. And you're right. A lot of times people will do it in a major league game and go and get the bobblehead and then turn around and walk out the gate. We didn't see a whole lot of that, fortunately. But we think Coco will be a big draw. As you said, he was incredibly popular here as a player. And the fact that he's going to play a game for the Crushers, we've got him outfitted in Crusher gear for that. I think it's kind of cool. It's kind of unique. It's not something that they're going to get anywhere else, you know, at any other ballpark or any other facility.
Now, he's not scheduled to be here on Saturday, is he?
He will not be here Saturday, no. He'll be here on the 3rd, the night he's playing the game. But it is designed to sort of promote the fact that for the second year in a row, a former major leaguer is going to suit up as a Crusher and play a full game and see what he can do.
That's got to be a lot of fun, too, for him. Because, you know, I think some guys enter that equation with at least a little bit of trepidation simply because the expectations are so high. And I know we talked about this with Hafner last year, but there's a difference because Hafner hadn't played in a few years. Mm-hmm. Coco Crisp isn't all that far removed right. from seeing major league pitching.
Right, right, exactly. You know, Travis had been taking batting practice and working on it, and I don't know if you recall that ball he hit into Interstate 90 last
yes.
year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. That's the biggest shot I've seen in this ballpark. But, yeah, Coco's excited about doing it. He is going to, you know, work out this summer and try and get his swing ready to play in the game. So it should be a lot of fun. It's really cool to see those guys. And, again, particularly the guys who played here locally, who have that local connection. There are thousands of ballplayers out there, retired guys, that we could get. But we focus specifically on who do the fans in Cleveland want to see? Who do they follow or did follow in their major league career? And who's going to really make a connection to those local fans? And Travis was great. You know, all the Legends guys are great, and they really enjoy it.
Well, speaking of, you know, we are about a week and a half away from the third Cleveland Sports Legends softball game.
You've been training?
Sort of. Sure. Let's go with that. Training for a softball game, it constitutes, you know, going to the cage once or twice and making sure you don't totally embarrass yourself and swing and miss or tear a hamstring.
Plenty of stretching before the game. Get good and warmed up.
Yeah, that's the idea.
That's the key.
I remember I was warming up with Austin Carr last year, mm-hmm. and as we're sitting there warming up, he looked at me and he said, "Hey, is this just for fun or do these guys really get after it?" I said, "Well, you know, it's competitive, but it's all in good fun. It's all for charity. We have a great time with this thing here." And I remember saying that, and then I'm sitting out in right center field, and I can't remember who hit it, but somebody hit a bullet out there, about a three-hopper. I pick it up, and I threw it back to the infield. It went over the cutoff man into second base. Len Barker looks out at me and says, "Hey, hit your cutoff man next time." I thought, okay, maybe I gave Austin Carr the wrong idea here. But
Lenny don't like losing. When he's on the mound, he's trying to get a win.
He is.
And you know who else was? Baerga.
Oh, yeah.
He was not about losing at all. He was fired up for that game.
He's going to join us tomorrow on the show, and I'm going to ask him about that.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
He's pumping up the All-Star game, and, mm-hmm. you know, and of course, that's going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, I remember you telling me that after that first year, he was so fired up about that game, and that was the one thing that stood out to me, too. I mean, these guys love being in that game, and mm-hmm. they're competitors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but they have a lot of fun with this. They understand it is what it is. It's a charity softball game, but those guys don't like to lose.
At anything. And, yeah, it's great for charity, and it's fun, and they love interacting with the fans, but they step over that baseline, and it's game on. They want to win.
And tickets are available for that, too. But, you know, one of the things I want to give you a chance to promote here also is not just the game itself, but I'm telling you that VIP experience is second to none.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, it really is awesome.
Right. It gives you a chance don't get me wrong, there's nothing with standing in line after the game to get an autograph. But to get in a couple hours early and those guys are walking around and chatting and telling old stories and taking photos and signing autographs. And it's a very relaxed, fun environment, and they seem to really enjoy it as well. So it's a lot of fun. It's great food, and it sort of gives you, again, that one-on-one opportunity to sit and chat with a guy and ask him about his career and what was it like and what's he doing now. And the players really enjoy it, and I know a lot of the fans almost enjoy it. It's not sold out, but it's getting close. We have a few spots left.
Okay.
Because the people who have been know what a great experience it is. And when it comes out, when we announce it, they jump on tickets right away.
And if you've been to the VIP experience, you know exactly what Tom's talking about. I remember a couple of years ago, you know, we were sitting out there for the VIP experience, and fans were kind of mingling and getting involved. And I remember just being a part of a conversation, listening to Barker and Bob Golic mm-hmm. before Golic threw at him.
Yeah.
And then they kind of sort of charged him out and hugged each other. But I remember sitting there hearing those guys talk, and they were, you know, talking about the 80s in Cleveland, how cool the sports scene mm-hmm. was back then. And they got into talking about this is going to be fun. I really hope I don't pull a hamstring out here. And then you promptly said, well, you already signed a waiver, so
yeah,
you better not get hurt out
here. On your own if you get hurt, yeah. We'll have an EMT on site, but, you know, we all pray that that's not necessary.
Yes.
But, yeah, the guys know what it's about, and we're raising a lot of money for Our Lady of the Wayside, and Ray's Auto is a great sponsor of that event. So they all get it's for a good cause, it's for the right reasons, and they just take it and have a lot of fun with it.
Well, and I know you have a lot of fun doing what you do when great things happen to the guys that you work with, and, you know, I've got to throw a name at you before we leave you here, and that's Michael Striffler going to the Mariners. A terrific start to the season for him. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, at Lake Erie College, he didn't exactly post the best numbers in the world, but he did enough to catch Cam Roth's eye. Cam brings him in, and he was just terrific in the first month of the season, and now he gets a chance with an affiliated club.
That is just so cool when, you know, people have asked me since I took over the team 3.5 years ago, what's the most fun? What's the best part? And without a doubt, it is being able to call that guy in your office and say, hey, guess what? Seattle Mariners just called. Pack your bags. You're in affiliated ball, and you're on a track towards maybe making the major leagues one day. And the fact that it's a local kid makes it that much cooler. And just the nicest kid ever. You know, for him to be signed out of the California Winter League, not get drafted, play at Lake Erie College, you know, where he's not going to get noticed as much as the guys playing in the World Series right now, is really neat. And he's just so appreciative of the opportunity that he got here and the chance to show what he can do. And he went, 16 innings, didn't give up a run or something like that. I mean, he was just outstanding. And as cool as that moment is, I hate losing him.
Oh, yeah. Understood.
I hate losing him, but if you got to lose him, there's nothing better than being able to say, pack your bags, you're headed for the Mariners organization.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And that's essentially what this league is all about from a player perspective. You want to see those guys go on to do some special things. And, you know, I know Bill Lee and the gang mention it every year. 37 guys that have played in this league have gone on in some form or fashion to play at the major league level. So, you know, the possibilities are always there at this level.
Right. You know, I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan, and Tanner Roark is a former Frontier Leaguer playing for the Reds.
Yeah, I remember that name. Mm-hmm. I remember it
vividly. So,
good stuff. We appreciate the time as always, my friend.
Anytime, Bull.
Always great to have you up here, and I'm going to start warming up for next Saturday.
You need to start stretching, get good and warmed up. Let's not have any pulled muscles. I don't need to see you grabbing your hammy trying to stretch a single into a double.
Especially after I've signed that waiver.
Right.
We don't need that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So go easy on that ice cream I just bought you.
I will. And I appreciate the ice cream, my friend. I'm going to really tease Matt Douglas back in studio control with this because he loves mint chocolate chip. And that's what I've got here, Mr. Douglas.
Oh,
mint
nice.
Chocolate chip. So read them and weep.
Come out to the ballpark, Matt. It's on me.
All right. I'll make sure to find a way out there. If you're treating Bull like that, I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
Well, he always treats me like that. But you know what? If you come out here, you might make the exception for you, and he might be able to get you mint chocolate chip ice cream since you're such a big fan.
Well, it's the highlight of my day talking to Bull.
Yeah.
Well, that says something. I'm not sure what, but it says something.
It says something. All right. Tom, a pleasure as always, man. Thanks for coming up here.
Not a problem.
Tom Kramer with Lake Erie Crushers joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need a break. We have the University Hospitals You and Your Health segment coming up in just a minute. Then Matt Douglas updates us on the local news. We'll come back for the final half hour of today's show right after this.
It's time for UH Elyria Medical Center's You and Your Health. Here is Dr. Douglas Sherlock, a pelvic pain specialist with University Hospital.